Hey everyone, happy 2022. I can't believe it, man. I've been doing over 100 and some episodes. This is my first one for 2022, and I really want to bring some value. I don't know how many of you go into your own dealership, and you've seen these mystery shoppers for, supermarkets and everything else. But have you ever actually mystery shopped your own dealership? You as a salesperson or as a general manager, did you ever look at your website and try and look up a car? Have you ever seen what pops up, what doesn't pop up? How long does it pop up for? What does it pop up to? These are questions that, when I'm working with a dealership and I sit down with them and I go through their website, they never even thought about that at all. You have to look at it from the user, your buyer, what they're experiencing, and kind of put your own, sit in their chair. Simon Sinek has that, getting to why. So what is their why? Why are they even on your website? There's a lot of places that they could go and look up something and be able to find it, but why are they at your website? And if you don't make that a very good user experience for them, then that means they're going to go to another dealership. So that's why I'm saying if you go in and actually mystery shop, and then how about did you ever call your dealership? Do you ever call in and see what it's like if you were to buy a vehicle? What's it like if you call the sales department? What's it like if you call the support department? What's it like if you want to set up an appointment for your service? What's it like if you want to be able to text message? Can you text message? Does your customer prefer to text message? Do you even know if they prefer to do the text messaging? Have you ever tested it? These are all just questions that I would present to you. Be going, first, a lot of times when you say, the market's great right now, and that's fantastic because it is. It's the craziest market I've ever seen in comparison where I just, took my 2018 Altima and traded it in for a 2022 Leaf and actually made more money. It's just crazy, the marketplace. I totally 100% get it. Though that being said, now would be a great opportunity if you're succeeding and doing really, really well. Why not then continue to do that and just mystery shop that, your own dealership and see what it's like? And then if you're not doing well, mystery shop your dealership and see why maybe some of the different places that are not being fulfilled could be kind of stitched up a little bit. I'd seen some when I was going in and looking at some of the Google My Business listings for the dealerships. You can go in and actually have the recordings and listen to them and see how people are answering. See what they're saying. Is there a uniformity to what they're saying? Is there a common theme for your dealership? Or is it, yeah, hello? Are you answering it with the dealership's name? Are you answering it in a positive tone? How are you answering it? Those are questions that we could dive into a little bit more, and I actually did in one of the other episodes. But in this one here, I'm just saying if you take the time to understand why, someone's calling you over someone else, you stand in line for Chick-fil-A, at least here in Lancaster where I'm at. There are people that will, and they've actually gone through with the commissioners to be able to direct traffic around because they put a Chick-fil-A in and it's actually so inundated with traffic that it's disrupting the traffic flow on the main artery right through our county. So, and why do people like going to Chick-fil-A? Well, because their sandwiches are okay, but it's the fact that they're not going to have it. It's predictable. You know that what you're going to get is going to be good, and you know the people that are giving it to you are going to be nice, and you don't feel like you're, just fodding, fodder going through. So these are things that you have to look at from your perspective. If from a dealership standpoint, you go in and you want to be able to kind of look at what needs to be done, or you want to just throw money at your videos, or you just want to throw money at your newspaper ads, or you just want to throw money at your television or radio, why not, before you do that, find out where does that ad lead to? What are those customers? What am I spending my advertising on? What's the end result? What's my Facebook ad? What's that lead generation system? What are they going through? What answers are they answering? What questions are they answering? Are we even doing Facebook ads? Why are we not doing Facebook ads? Those are questions. Are we doing newspaper ads? Where are we sending those people from the newspaper ads? Are we doing, cars.com ads? Are we doing Car Guru ads? You know, what are you doing the digital ads on? What about billboard ads? Where are those guys going to? Is it just a general website? And so those are things that you want to find out, test, find out the most in terms of being able to understand the why. Why are they wanting to come into you? So hopefully that was helpful for you guys. I just found it really interesting because from my standpoint, I had to call into a dealership that was working on my car, and it was absolutely crazy. I mean, I went through 17 different ways, and from the frustration that you finally get to the end person, and I know it's not their problem, but I wanted to be able to just vomit all over them, and I knew that it wasn't their fault, but it was just the frustration of going through and having to go through different, you know, push one for this, push two for that, until I finally actually got a real live human being. So those are also just things that you want to kind of look in. Do you like doing that? Do you outsource your calls? Do you keep them in-house? Do you have a, you know, voicemail? Do you have an answering system? Do you have an answering service? These are all questions that a lot of us never even think about, but you have to think from their standpoint that are people that are calling in that are both customers and potential customers. Those are just things to be able to kind of put into the hat of the person that's listening to your ads or seeing your ads or responding to the ads. Hopefully you found some value. See you guys.